standing on the green light platform and crying in the rain. Oh, 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 oh. You can taste me to the edge of the
last night these two bouncers and one room's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you play, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. He's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
That's okay, cause so are you. We'll come here Sunday morning. It's every day for all I care. And I'm not scared by my candles in our days, cause I found God.
I'm not gonna crack. I miss. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. 16 and 6 feet tall in a crowd of teenagers coming out of the zoo. She stumbled, started slipping, falling, teeter-tottered on the top of patent leather shoes. I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you. But not as shaky as I must have seen, talking junk through her giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak. What I'm going to do, I'm walking away from you. It probably don't make much sense to you, but I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do. I'll probably do. I could stay a while, but sooner or later I'll break your smile. And I can tell a joke, but one of these days I'm down to choke. And we might share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this. And I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Probably call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do. I'm a martyr for my love for you. A martyr for my love for you.
Came crashing down, but I know that I'm on my way. destroy what we don't understand. All of these labels man-made by man. Bad times have passed, bad times will come, but I know that I'm on my way.
Okay, gang. So, chances are there'll never be an emergency ever, ever again.
Mm-hmm.
But just in case, let's talk about a plan.
Okay.
So, who's going to do what? Anyone? Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll figure it out as we go. So, who is going to grab the go bag?
What's a go bag?
It is a bag we do not have that is filled with things we really, really need in an emergency.
Guess we won't have to worry about it then.
Ah, good point. So, we all know who to call if something happens then, right?
I'd have to call Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
And I will try to call all of you, but Greg doesn't have a cell phone. Dad's phone will have a dead battery.
No doubt.
And Julie will be on the phone with Jill, Devin, Melissa, Karen, and Bruce.
Well, this is great. I am so glad that we don't have a plan.
I know.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I keep going to the river to pray, 'cause I need something that can wash out the pain. And I'm sleeping all these demons away. What's your ghost? the ghost of you, it keeps me awake. My friends, had you figured out? Yeah, there's so much inside of you. It's right hiding another you, but your evil was coming through. And these eyes sitting on the wall, well, they watch every move I make. Bright light living in the shade, your cold heart makes my spirit shake. I had to go. It's time that I-
your thoughts to yourself, but nothing is left to the imagination.
Never had to spend a summer planting trees. I never worked my way through a forest inch by inch, doubled over on my hands and knees. Never spent a single day in retail, telling people what they want to hear, telling people anything to make a sale. Eating in the food court with the old and the bored. I think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. I never want to do that stuff. I think never is enough, yeah, never is enough. You never have to do that stuff. The world's your oyster shell, so what's that funny smell? The Bible anyway, you're sick with salmonella. You get your PhD, how happy you will be when you get a job at Wendy's and are honored with Employee of the Month.
Varmints. 10:59, 1 minute before 11 o'clock. Close enough for rock and roll, am I not right? I'm Bob Angel. It is time for the Detox Mansion. Thanks so much for joining me, and I hope you go to our Facebook page, make some requests or just make comments. The snider, the better sort of thing you're doing. I love the Facebook. Anyway, let's figure out what's been going on.
President Trump asked two of the nation's top intelligence officials to help him push back against an FBI investigation into possible coordination between his campaign and Russia.
What? Absolutely no coordination. My campaign was completely uncoordinated.
The reality is no collusion, no obstruction. This is so wrong and so insulting.
No collusion, no obstruction.
Fire, fury, and power. No